The city of Arvin, south of Bakersfield in Kern County, is struggling to stay healthy. Nearly a quarter of its 20,000 residents fall below the poverty line, and surrounding Kern County has one of the highest diabetes burdens in the state. As part of an ongoing effort to get kids out of the house and active, an event last week connected Arvin middle schoolers with free bicycles. And as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, those bikes came from a somewhat surprising donor.
When George Rocha heard the announcement at school that free bikes were available for a handful of 7th graders, he knew what to do.
Get to the office as fast as I can to sign up.
He's wanted a new bike for about 2 years, ever since his old one fell apart.
I needed a bike and I kind of want something to ride to school because I don't really have anything else.
Today, George is one of about 30 students from Haven Drive Middle School in Arvin, getting new bikes courtesy of the Dolores Huerta Foundation and Bike Bakersfield. Here in a parking lot outside the school, kids whiz past on pink, black, and green beach cruisers, streamers blowing, and bike bells pinging.
We're going to ride go riding to a friend's house,
to a store, to a school, go get a soda at Frosty King.
These bikes aren't exactly new.
Are those wire cutters from?
They're used, and they've been donated. Some are pretty beat up. So mechanics from the nonprofit Bike Bakersfield are on site to show the kids how to fix up their new wheels. And these bikes, they've got some unique problems. Director Adam Kaler snips a string of lights out of some rusty spokes.
So as part of the initial screening that we did of these bikes, it was a lot of stripping of fur and psychedelic colored duct tape and things like that.
And why is that?
They were at Burning Man, so the desert kind of did a number on some of them.
Burning Man, the frenetic celebration of art and community that draws 70,000 people and their bikes to the Nevada desert every August. Contrary to one of the festival's 10 guiding principles, leave no trace, these bicycles were left behind, abandoned. And now, they're being donated to a community with low incomes and high disease burden.
The purpose of this event is for the kids to have ownership of their bicycles. We're teaching them how to fix their bikes on their own, and we're also motivating them to be physically active due to so much high diabetes, obesity, and other chronic illnesses.
Elizabeth Martinez is a health policy organizer with the Dolores Huerta Foundation. She organized today's event.
We promote healthy eating, active living, right? In order for you to be healthy, you know, you gotta eat healthy, you have to, you know, be active, and a lot of the times there's barriers, especially in our little cities.
Here in Kern County, anywhere from 7 to 9% of residents have been diagnosed with diabetes, and county data show that Kern has the state's highest rate of diabetes deaths. Poverty is high too, so affording bikes can be tough. So today's event, it's for a serious cause, but it's fun too. There's music, snacks, and surprises.
Someone just popped a tire.
Respecting the environment is at the core of Burning Man, and yet hordes of bikes are left on the playa each year. The Burning Man nonprofit couldn't nail down exactly how many in time for this story, but an article from 2014 reported roughly 2,000 abandoned bikes that year alone. So just what is the attitude toward leaving bikes at Burning Man? I ask Joey Adams, a so-called burner in Fresno, who's been to the festival 5 times. She says trash is such a big deal, it has its own name.
Moop. Matter out of place. You do not leave trash. You take it with you. You bring it in, you take it out. And there is a huge community of burners that stay behind and they scour every little, you know, grain of sand for cigarette butts, for anything that's left behind.
Joey says for most burners, it's a matter of principle to not just collect their own moop, but to pack out any they find while there.
You know, if I see something in the street, you know, I stop and I pick it up and I put it in my basket and I take it home and I put it in my little trash baggie in my tent and I take it home with me.
Another friend refers to abandoning a burner bike as, quote, unforgivable moopage. Joey says, sure, it's a shame some people are so careless. But she points out, giving back, that's a huge part of Burning Man.
So that's like Burning Man happening in real life. That's cool. Awesome.
After all, gift giving and civic responsibility are some of the festival's 10 principles, too. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.